Hey, what's up? Lucas here. Welcome back to the Navicast. So today, I really wanted to talk about the iPhone 13, and this phone is going to be a pretty interesting upgrade. So, the iPhone 12 had some pretty big new features, especially design changes, so flatter edges, and
that was really huge. But I think this new iPhone's going to focus more on less design changes and more just on internal stuff, like faster processing, possibly vapor chamber cooling, and also most likely a 120Hz display in the Pro models. So let's just first talk about the significance of a 120Hz display. So Apple has been on the 60Hz bandwagon for a really long time, and it's getting a little bit out of date, especially since Android flagships, and not even just flagships, but also more mid-range priced phones, also have 120Hz on the Android side, whereas Apple has decided to stick strictly to 60Hz on all the Pro models of its devices. So 60Hz isn't the worst, especially due to the touch sample rate of newer iPhones. It just feels really smooth even for a 60Hz device, but still it's not 120Hz, even if the sample rate is equal to a little bit more than the standard for a 60Hz phone. So I think if you have felt 120Hz on an iPad Pro, then you're gonna really know the difference on even iOS's own software, and it's gonna feel really smooth. So I'm excited to see this come the iPhone 13 lineup, and it's pretty sure it's been heavily rumored that it is gonna come, so we probably are gonna see that. So also there could be vapor chamber cooling. So this is a super interesting idea. And as we've seen in some of the iPhones lately, they've been thermally throttled on CPU and GPU performance. So that's a little bit of a bummer, especially since Apple's silicon has such the potential for just really fast chips if they have the right cooling. So as we've seen with the latest iPad Air, it does still have slightly better performance than the iPhone 12 Pro Max, and that's just because it has more cooling available to it. And this really proves that Apple is throttling the A14 Bionic chip in the latest iPhone, and this can only really get worse with newer iPhones since the efficiency of newer chips has not caught up to the performance that they are gaining. So that's where vapor chamber cooling comes in. And this is an interesting idea, and it really helps dissipate that heat quickly. And when you're outside in a sunny setting where maybe there's a lot of heat focused on your phone, this can really make a difference. Or when you're maybe rendering a video or playing a game, this can really just affect performance, and that would be awesome to see a little bit better cooling in at least the Pro models. So, as I said earlier, this one's not going to be a huge design change, but there is one thing that could really affect people. And yes, a little bit less notch space is not going to really improve your experience with the phone, but it will still affect how the phone looks. And with the iPhone 13, there are rumors pointing towards it having a smaller notch. And that's cool to see. I think that would definitely make the iPhone a little bit different in its appearance. And that's always cool to see. It won't really change your experience, and you're just going to get used to it quick. But I just don't think it's going to be a huge improvement, but there are still rumors pointing towards that. So of course it's going to have the A15 Bionic chip, and that's cool to see, probably better performance, but really the performance gains we're going to be seeing are probably mainly going to be from the vapor chamber cooling, if we do see that appear in the iPhone 13 lineup. So there is a rumor pointing towards portrait mode in video, and Samsung has had this for a long time, and it's a cool feature, but unless if it's actually really good, and it's hard to tell that it's actually being processed and put back there and it's as good as portrait and photo mode, then it's just not really going to be worth it. So it does need to have really authentic looking video, and also just have the blur not be going all over the place like on Samsung phones. So if Apple can achieve that, then this is going to be a really awesome feature. But if they can't, then it's just going to be a feature that at least I would just put aside. So overall, I'm excited for the iPhone 13 lineup, but it's not going to be a drastic improvement. Yes, 120Hz, smaller notch, and possibly vapor chamber cooling will definitely improve your experience, but it's not going to be like a jump from the iPhone 7 to the iPhone X. But overall, I'm still looking forward to these improvements, and I think they are worthwhile improvements, and I think this lineup could be worth an upgrade even from something like the iPhone 12, although I really wouldn't recommend upgrading your iPhone every year, but it's still going to be bigger than something from, like, from the X to the XS. So, thanks a ton for listening to this podcast. If you liked it, please subscribe. Anyway, catch you later. Cut.